What's the difference between a butterfly and a moth? Some obvious ones. When do they fly? During the day, we see the butterflies, and during the evening or night, we see moths. But there's always exceptions to the rule. In Madagascar, they have a beautiful moth with, it's like a swallowtail butterfly, many colored, that flies during the day. And there are day flying moths as well. As far as what caterpillars eat, it's mostly leaves of plants. It can be the flowers of certain plants. The butterflies themselves, the adult butterflies, will eat nectar and manure. They get things out of that. They get things by puddling in wet areas after rains or just along stream banks. They get nutrients, minerals, and so forth out of that. Well, in Southern California, we have approximately 167 species, but that can change as sometimes new ones are found. And then new ones, because of climate change, as the temperatures get further north and further north, some are coming up from Mexico that we haven't had before here. There's a new one that just arrived in Arizona. There's some that are arriving in San Diego County from Mexico. Some people say if you touch their wing that they won't be able to fly anymore. Well, that's a myth. If you rub the scales off, that they won't be able to fly. That's a myth too. They still have the same structure and all that. The scales are mostly so that they can tell a potential mate that that's who they are. That's their identity, is the patterns and the colors in the scales. You can buy plants that are nectar sources for the butterfly, but if you don't buy the plants that the caterpillars eat, then you just get half of the deal. And it can be special if you have both, because they happen to stay in your yard all the time. I had one monarch that I reared, and before I let it go, I took a Sharpie and made some, you know, little markings on it so I could identify it to see it again. And I counted that one coming back to my yard 105 days. So by buying the milkweed that goes with the monarchs and then the right nectar sources, there's several plants that are especially good as nectar sources.